Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
We've spent a lot of time this week and last week on the nonsense in St. Paul. We'll get back to that when the nonsense leader, Tom Hauser, gives us an update. We know what's happening, right? Tapke declared the winner by the judge, but... And again, it was a good interview with Adam and Giordana, where Tapke's trying to tell us, well, we're doing our job. We're working in the district. Okay. You're not. No, if you're doing your job, you're taking the oath. Oh, by the way, you took the oath in secret the other day. Yeah.
They did their job early. They were working ahead.
Yeah, they were working ahead. They were getting ahead. And then if Lisa Damith and Republicans were doing their job, they'd say, yeah, for 3 weeks or however long it takes, we're going to have majority. And we're going to try to get as much done as possible. Now they got a tie in the Senate, so maybe they can build some momentum, and then they still got Governor Walz. But no, as she told us multiple times, first of all, she's not guaranteeing she's going to seat Tapke, which is utter nonsense. She's saying it's up to the House. Well, then why don't, okay, the next time the Republicans have the clear-cut majority for the entire time, will they just say we're not going to seat any Democrats? Because if it's up to them, why would they seat anybody?
Well, then you might not get a quorum, Chad.
Yeah. Well, if they have like 70.
Well, yeah, then you would still.
Then, you know, so that's nonsense.
I just wanted to use the word quorum. Makes me sound smart.
It does. It just isn't that tough. The show up to work, and Republicans say as long as we got 67, 66, by the way, that means Tapke is seated. And then once it gets to 67, 67, we'll go to a sharing agreement. You don't get to be speaker for 2 years if it's 67, 67. It's not that tough. Hauser.
Shouldn't be.
Is with us at 205. Our friend Jamie Yukas is back with us. I was tempted to reach out to Jamie other days, but here we go again. Right? The containment is slowly getting better.
Long way to go.
And it's about to get worse. To what level, we don't know, because 40, 50, 60-mile-an-hour winds are projected the next couple days. So we'll get in that with Jamie. But there's a fair amount of national politics we can discuss. So let's jump into that a little bit. And your texts have been great so far with Patrick and Adam. If you want, I probably don't mention this enough. If you want to say something directly to me that doesn't go to the text for some reason, here's where I live. No, my email is chad.hartman@odyssey.com. Odyssey is spelled AUDACY.com. Chad.hartman, I think you got that part right, at Odyssey, AUDACY.com. Jack Smith, his report comes out 100%. The report should have come out clear and simple, because guess what? When I think the gentleman's name, can you just confirm, David Herr, when he had the damning report on Joe Biden, where it basically said Joe Biden's faculties aren't strong enough at this point. So I'm not going to pursue charges because I'm not sure he knows what's going on.
Robert her.
I could have went Ben her.
That would have been good.
I could have went Tommy her.
A lot of hers.
Yeah, a lot of hers. Really not a lot. I think we've run out. There was a movie, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix and Scarlett, right?
Yeah, Scarlett was the voice of the AI, right?
How about the fact that Scarlett Johansson, is it now or is it coming up? She's going to join Jenna Bush Hager on the Today Show for like the last hour on a regular basis.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. Scarlett. I mean, God knows she's done well with these movies.
Mm-hmm.
She's in New York.
She and her husband are owning NBC at this point.
Exactly. So if Joe Biden's report was out, and it should have been, and we had hearings on it, and Robert Hur appeared and answered questions, or didn't answer some, but answered some, answered plenty, then why wouldn't the Jack Smith report on Donald Trump be out? Here's why. You're an ideologue. You believe in Donald Trump. And so you love when the Biden report was out. You don't love it as much when Donald's report's out. They both should be out. We should see him. Also, by the way, it's worth noting that yesterday, David Weiss, who was involved in the Hunter Biden special counsel, he came out and ripped Joe Biden, not for the pardon, as much as when the president came out and criticized the prosecutor, saying, infected by raw politics and a miscarriage of justice, David Weiss, and he should respond. I'm glad he did. You can decide if you agree or not, but Weiss is, like all these individuals, well-respected. Just a hunch Donald respects David Weiss. Probably does, because he was investigating Hunter Biden. But then Jack again, I think, today on the Truth Social Twitter machine, deranged. David Weiss said to Joe Biden, "This statement is gratuitous and wrong. Other presidents have pardoned family members, but in doing so, none have taken the occasion as an opportunity to malign the public servants of the Department of Justice based solely on false accusations." Yeah, Joe Biden shouldn't have lied to us on pardoning. Now, again, when we discuss that, are all of us convinced we would have separated ourselves from that if we're a father? I'm not sure we are. But if you're the president and you've said over and over and over again you're not going to do it, and then you're taking cheap shots at this guy, but then you're saying you're not involved in the other parts, you look hypocritical. So Jack Smith comes out, and he's very clear. He's convinced that Donald Trump would have been convicted for overturning the 2020 election. So again, that has to drive Democrats nuts that Merrick Garland waited as long as he did. Because he waited for the January 6th hearings, and he has the Department of Justice at his fingertips. And who knows, maybe Smith's wrong. But let's just go to the premise that he's right. If Garland does this quicker, Dave, and Smith's right, I have no idea who we're swearing in next Monday. Like I'm swearing him in. You know, a we. Mm-hmm. Like the two of us.
The royal we.
Yeah, the royal we. But it wouldn't have been Donald, if you believe this hypothetical. So you can't tell me that Robert Hur, great. David Weiss, great. But Jack Smith, not great. You're just admitting your politics, and that's fine. Just admit it's all politics.
Well, let's give Donald credit, by the way. Even if Garland had acted quickly and everything went according to that plan, there's still a decent chance Donald would have found a way around it. Delay, delay, delay. I don't know how he would have done it.
That's fair.
But so far, he's flawless.
Yeah, he defeats everything among Jack Smith's comments. "I can assure you that neither I nor the prosecutors of my team would have tolerated or taken part in any action by our office for partisan political purposes. Throughout my service as special counsel, seeking to influence the election one way or the other, or seeking to interfere in its outcome, played no role in our work. My office had one North Star, to follow the facts and law wherever they led, nothing more, nothing less." I've said repeatedly before I look at the text and I hear different. The hush money case never should have happened. The case in New York where he's lying about, okay, I'm sorry, when he's lying about for loan purposes that, I mean, like, it's like his Trump Tower, like, place. Like, one of them it was 10,000 square feet. Another was like 1,500.
You know? Hard to measure, though.
You can't.
They only had one ruler.
You can't, I'm sorry, create different financial values for the banks versus the taxes. You can't.
Well, it turns out you can.
Well, but now, you know what, Alvin Bragg? Where he put himself and where he was a fraud, he ran saying he was going to go after him.
Well, I don't think that makes him a fraud.
I do.
He followed through.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it was a very good choice to run on that, but he certainly followed through with the promise.
And Fannie Willis is putting someone in charge because they're sleeping together, and he's a lawyer, but he has no specialty in this area. So those all are dubious. But having the classified documents laying around on the pickleball court and doing what he did with January 6th, they're legit. And he escaped it again. But just be consistent, because I applaud David Weiss for going after Joe Biden, who, again, says, oh, when it's the other cases, they're excellent. But when it's my son, they're not. You're not objective. Okay. And a lot of people just aren't being objective in this. It's that simple. And it's going to haunt plenty of Democrats that no trial ever took place.
Mm-hmm.
And you nailed it, and I've said it before, but the delay that started with Garland, but then that Trump and his legal team pulled off and then used it to help him win the election. Jack Smith was a net positive for Donald Trump. Is there any doubt?
Not anymore.
Yeah, because there's no trial, and it convinced, it either increased the enthusiasm amongst Trump voters to donate more, to rally more, or convinced some of the independents, wow, the system is rigged.
In a way, Jack Smith sold a lot of Bibles and sneakers.
Yes.
Watches.
He did. He was a benefit. What do you want to say on that? Then I have a few others, including what Texas is doing and basically saying, we're done with the flag situation. What Kamala Harris is saying to J.D. Vance, and where Michelle Obama is not going to be. Jamie Ukas in 15, Tom Hauser in 45. We greatly appreciate that you listen. Give us a follow on the Twitter machine, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dave underscore Harrigan.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Among the texts, we'll get back to the purple again. We had a great, fun conversation, as always, with Patrick Royce starting the show. That is podcastable. Anywhere you get your podcast, Chad Hartman Show. We'll get back to that at 2:35 because they're the most discussed business in this town, and we're not going to talk about them much anymore. So they played a much-discussed game last night, so we'll get back to them at 2:35. Among the texts reacting to our conversations about special counsels, with David Weiss chiming in on Joe Biden's criticism and Jack Smith coming out today with the report, which is available to you, and it should be 100%, just like Biden's report was 100% available, saying they could have convicted Trump, but didn't happen. Among the texts, just showing the differences we have. Joe Biden lies once. It's like the worst thing ever. Trump lies every second. No big deal. Biden's pardon of his son was justified, as Trump will go after him. Trump does lie incessantly. But the idea that Joe Biden lied once, come on. He lied to the American public for how long about his capability of doing this job. That was going on, and he had his colleagues with him because he wasn't capable for years. More text. I can't believe that Hunter Biden is getting away without paying millions of dollars of income tax. Unbelievable. The dad just gave him millions of dollars for not paying taxes. Unbelievable. Again, we don't have proof of that. We have all sorts of allegations. We had James Comer trying to prove that for about the entire Biden administration with witness after witness after witness. And I know there's reporting on it, but other reporting was available to James Comer, who wanted to impeach Joe Biden. And by the way, I'm glad Joe Biden is not going to be president. He's not capable. This isn't me being a sycophant to Joe Biden. They couldn't prove it. You could prove that Hunter Biden was getting those jobs because of his father. Yes, correct. You could prove that Hunter Biden was an addict. You could prove that Hunter Biden lied on the gun document, by the way. How many other people have lied on the document, Dave, for a gun? Because most people, when they're doing drugs, tell the truth, don't they?
I think they do.
Yeah. Okay.
They're trustworthy.
You know.
Bunch.
So the fact that he was investigated, he put himself in that position with the idea that Joe Biden lied just once. Get out of here. The idea that Joe just gave him millions, there's no proof of that. So the policy is apparently 30-day protocol when a president passes, where the flags are at half staff. Does that strike you as the right amount, too much? Because I will say to me, I was surprised it was 30 days. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful in any way, whether it was H.W. Bush in 18 or Jimmy Carter now. And we've only had, you know, we've got some repeats, not in sequence. And Donald will join what? Is it Grover Cleveland Alexander was the other one? I think. Am I right?
Let's go with that. I'll double check.
Or am I forgetting this now? But we've had 45 of these guys. So, yeah, and guys, no females. So I understand it's going to be unique and unlike anybody else.
Stephen Grover Cleveland, you are right.
Thank you. But Greg Abbott has just decided, because he's a Trump suck-up and Trump's mad about the flags, that in Texas they're ordering all the flags be raised when? On the day Donald Trump is inaugurated. To me, this is a federal policy. Okay? The office is federal. Do I think it needs to be 30? I don't. I think if it was 2 weeks, that'd be fine. I can see, consider the vanity of Donald Trump, and also the ego of almost every president, where they might say, maybe even behind the scenes, is this going to look a little bit different? Donald doesn't talk behind the scenes. He just tells us all what he feels. It shouldn't take away anything from his presidency, though, or the inauguration, that the flags are half-staff. In fact, in some ways, it makes it even more symbolically powerful.
Yeah.
That is, another president is coming back. We're reminded we just lost a previous president. So I don't think a governor should just decide, I'm going to do it on my own. Or else then there should be no federal role for how flags are positioned. And there should be a federal role, right?
If it's 30 days, keep it down for 30 days. I don't think it's that hard, but like you said, Greg Abbott wants to be a Trump suck-up. So
oh, yeah.
Go ahead and do that. It's almost, is 30 days too much? It doesn't bother me, but it's almost like it should be done on a, you know, as I don't want to say as needed, but, you know, it's different. Jimmy Carter passing away at age 100, decades after office, versus if a president, God forbid, was assassinated.
Yep.
You know, or died very shortly after.
But you still
office.
Need to have the same protocols, right?
Do you?
I think.
I mean, can the protocols be different if a president dies while in office versus one who died decades later? I don't know.
Michelle Obama is not showing up at the inauguration. She should.
I think she should. Another event in Hawaii. Is that what we got going on?
That's what we got. She has utter disdain for the guy. I think you should show for the office. Now, again, Donald Trump for years, continues to try to infer in a negative way that he's Muslim.
Barack
Hussein, mm-hmm. Obama. And then for years, said he wasn't born here.
Yeah. Well, Don was at Biden's inauguration.
Exactly.
So
exactly. So for all the Republicans, yeah. Right? And then this one, J.D. Vance's wife, Usha, they're going to move in, three young kids, to the Naval Observatory. So far, no invitation from Kamala. There was some dialogue between the future second lady and the present second husband, seeking details. But it appears there's no formal invitation now. Then there's some debate, what did Mike Pence do? Because obviously Donald did not offer that to Joe Biden. Advisors to Pence dispute that an invitation was never offered. They say he quietly gave Harris and Emhoff a chance to visit in the waning days. The invitation became discreet because Trump resisted accommodating the administration. Oh, that's... I'm reading for the story. That's a kind way of saying it. Okay. Again, I'm going to say she should rise above it. And she should extend the invitation. Now, she was called Kamala over and over again with racial overtones. Just political criticism, come on. That happens every election. The racial overtones that come... Kamala, as opposed to just being a decent person and pronouncing her name the right way. But are you with me? The invite should be out there.
Yeah. Yes. Your job is to do what's best for the country and make things as easier for the incomers as you can.
It's about the family and three kids. Now, could they pull it off in a couple days afterwards? Sure. It's not like most of us with our first apartment or starter house. I got a feeling they got some people to help them out with the Naval Observatory. I don't think they're going in there by themselves, but she still should do it.
Well, if you're able to stand up in front of the Senate and declare yourself the loser to Donald Trump in public, which she did.
She deserves credit.
Yes. Yep. If you're able to do that, you can say, hey, JD, want to tour the place?
Yeah.
Come on over.
See what you have to do for young kids. Jamie Ukas from the site. We've been waiting for decades for the big one. The big earthquake in Los Angeles. Oh, it happened, but it was a fire because it's frightening what has happened. Jamie in moments on CCO.